It's really hard to eat Indian food with brown rice.
Yeah, brown rice, you know, we love you, brown rice, but you know, you're just like not good with everything.
We had to have basmatic.
Basmatic?
Wasn't it?
I think it's like basmati.
Oh my gosh. You understood what I tried to say.
Natives, please help us with pronunciation. English is my second language. Yes, we know, we know. I don't know how many, if I had a dime for every single time you said that, I'd be rich.
This is Confessions of Coconuts, episode 3. Welcome. I am Coco.
And I'm Kashu.
Hi, Kashu.
Hi, Coco. How was your day?
Oh my gosh, my day was awesome.
Really?
Mm-hmm. For the past 2 days, I've just been this happiest person ever.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I saw you eating.
Oh, it's not that big of a deal, okay? I'm only eating because you're here.
Well, if that's the case, I'm going to have to find a job to just work from home every single day. No, seriously, you guys. My lovely Kashu just have a hard time eating. I don't know if you know why teenagers... Well, I would not put this as a general state because this teenager here doesn't like to eat. So
well, it's not that I don't like to eat. I do like eating. Eating is pretty great. I'm just never hungry. So I never feel like eating because I'm never hungry. And I like always forget to eat and always forget to drink water. And it's very unhealthy and I'm completely aware, but I just like don't do it because I never feel the urge to eat.
I just love to eat and I love to eat good food and it makes me so happy when I see you guys eating the same good food.
Oh my gosh. So like easily amused, easily excited.
Well, anyway, growing up in Brazil,
here comes childhood stories.
My relationship with food was like not a happy one. But not because I didn't like it. Or had too much. It was the opposite. We didn't have enough. I grew up poor, you guys. I did. You know, when you have to make sure you have enough food for what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people to eat. And you have to buy food every week for 6 people when you only have one person working and earning minimum salary, which... Back in the day, I don't even know what it was back then in Brazil. And it was hard for my dad to provide and have abundance for all 6 of us. So it was hard to have very little for lunch and the same thing for dinner, very little and very little breakfast. So I just am very glad that right now we just have amazing food and we eat as much as we want and I'm just so amazed, grateful that you guys have enough, that you never go to sleep hungry. I remember though thinking to myself, you know, no child should think this way. I remember to myself that I thought, well, maybe I should just go to sleep because if I am sleeping, I don't feel the hunger. Mm-hmm. So I could just go to sleep. And that's not okay, right? So now I'm just so, so, so glad. Nowadays, we don't sleep well because we eat too much.
Yeah, actually, I totally relate. Like the day before like one of my volleyball games, I like ate too much. And I was like, this is not good. And I couldn't go to bed until like 12 in the morning.
So I grew up in Brazil. And as you guys know, if you know, Brazil is the number one exporter of meat.
Really?
So,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Brazil actually is the number one exporter of beef. I think the second exporter of coffee in the world. So it's just, you know, custom that people eat meat all the time. And even when we didn't have the money to buy, because beef was always more expensive, my dad had a little stash that he would buy beef. And I remember, like, today I am cutting this beef and I love the smell of the blood.
Oh my gosh.
I'm telling you.
I'm never talking to you again. I'm going to leave now. Guys, I'm abandoning this podcast. This is now a single person in Denver. Nope.
All right. Yeah, that was ridiculous.
911, what's your emergency?
So anyway, it was just so, like, you know, grew up eating beef and linguiça, which is sausage, pork sausage, and, you know, chicken and fish and all the stuff that you might think of. So I come to the U.S., that's just what everybody eats in Brazil, here, everywhere. And then, you know, after being here for, like, maybe, I don't know, it was 7 years, I met a guy and he, you know, little by little started introducing, because he was vegetarian, and then he's trying to introduce his diet to us, and here I am today.
Yeah, you know, zero waste, non-GMO, check the label before you buy, otherwise it's toxic with a capital T. Now, so go from, I like the smell of blood on my hands. Guys, it's like, never say that in public, because then you're going to get yourself
that
arrested.
Was a long time ago. I was a little kid. I probably 12, you know, because in Brazil you start cooking very young, which I ingrained that in you.
Yeah, I guess.
You start cooking when you were around 7, and that was awesome. Nowadays, you can basically take over the kitchen and I do nothing.
Yeah, that's basically how it is all the time.
Yeah, so it's marvelous. Cashew and P, they both started cooking around 7 years old and they actually did marvelous job. Nowadays, the food they cook, it's just so good. It almost, if you taste it, you would think I did it.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
that
man.
Is like highest praise.
Now tell me, do I cook good?
Yes, you do, but you never do it. So it's just like, I'll just eat pasta.
What are you talking about? I've been cooking for you for the last 2 days.
That's 2 days. Usually you never cook at all.
Do you remember what you had yesterday?
Well, I... No.
What was your breakfast?
Oh, well, yesterday, last night, Coco, she made this like hummus dip thing, and we ate a bunch of vegetables and like unseasoned garbanzo beans, which, by the way, tastes like hard-boiled eggs. It might be just me, like no one thinks that. I told P, she was like, no they don't. So I was like, I guess I'm alone on this one.
No, did you like the food? Seriously, just please tell them.
Oh my gosh,
please.
You're not opening a restaurant. I don't need to be like, yeah, you know, my mom's cooking is so good, come to our restaurant, pay a bunch of money.
Well, actually, it was just the goodness of the cabbage, the what else we had, garbanzo beans, bell peppers. They are all raw. Well, the garbanzo beans I cooked.
He eats raw garbanzo beans?
If you sprout them, you
no,
actually can.
No, I...
Yeah, you sprout the garbanzo beans.
The only thing that I like that it's, like, sprouted. It's, like, it's not even...
Yeah.
Okay, I like quinoa.
It was good.
I like sprouted quinoa. I actually don't like quinoa when you cook it on, like, the stove. Because I find the texture, like, really gross for some reason. And it just, like, has no flavor and it's super bland. When it's, like, sprouted, it's, like, kind of, like, chewy, mm-hmm. And it's like not as terrible, and I'm like, oh, this is relatively decent. So, like, note to self, you should make more sprouted quinoa.
I will, for sure. There is quinoa in the pantry, so I'll save some to make sprouted.
Yes.
If not everything. But yeah, I want to eat more raw foods. And so the only thing we cooked yesterday basically was we roasted the cauliflower, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, I didn't do anything. I was like sitting, I don't even know where I was at. It's probably upstairs like drawing or something. Coco, she's like, time to eat. And I'm like, whoa, I haven't heard that in like 30 years. Because like usually like nowadays, you know, like she's always at work and, you know, she expects us to cook for her when she comes home. And when she does, it's like, why hasn't anyone made me food? I'm so hungry. Everyone's so selfish. I can't believe you guys don't appreciate me starving. starts banging around pots and pans and stuff because, like, she's triggered. It's true. It's an accurate representation of what happens, except in a much louder voice. And, you know, like, I guess the things that I make on a regular basis, I mean, I really like rice.
Brown rice, right?
Well, I like white rice better than brown rice. But one, because white rice it doesn't take as long. So then if I'm starving, I only have to, like, wait an hour to make brown rice. And I can just wait, like, I don't know, 25 minutes to make white rice, and then, like...
Well, you know why? Why? Because they stripped all the nutrients of the white rice.
No,
and that's why it cooks so fast. And that's the reason why I don't buy white rice for this home anymore, you guys.
Well, because you did. You did this last week.
I did. Because, you know, I love Indian food. Amen to that?
Yes.
Yeah. Indian food is awesome. Anyway.
We
bought the rice and it was awesome.
Yeah, I really like the kind of rice. It's like long grain rice, if that's what it's called. It's like the long rice, mm-hmm. You know, the thin long rice. I don't know, like, if that makes sense. But yep. I really like that rice. I just like white rice in general, you know. I didn't like... brown rice is good, but, like, white rice is better. And the same thing is with tortillas.
Oh, tortillas.
Okay, so I like wheat tortillas, and corn tortillas are okay, but wheat tortillas are better. We'll always go to, like, the Mexican restaurant.
You're talking about flour tortillas.
Yeah, that's... I don't even eat tortillas, and I don't even know what it's called. So it's like...
If we are going to eat tortilla...
Wheat is made out of flour,
isn't it? We get spinach tortilla.
Well, that's also good. No. But you won't buy spinach tortillas because, like, they are flour as well. Yeah. But those are also very good.
It's because most of the stuff they make is with enriched flour.
Well, then just make your own tortillas. Don't make your own tortillas. Forget I said and no.
Let's do that. That's how it is
nowadays. Just like, oh man, you know, I can't eat, you know, granola anymore because it costs too much money and it's super, like, sugary. And by the way, I like granola, so I'm totally against this because it takes so much time. So she was like, stop. You're like, she's like shaking her finger at me like, no, this is wrong.
That's not the reason.
No, but like, so P and I, well, mostly P, because Karen is the one who is like the cook. She like makes all the food
and all the baked goods. She is good at a kitchen.
Yeah, like, she used to, like, pretend that she was going to make a restaurant and stuff. And we'd have... Yeah, Shabamba. It's, like, complete nonsense, but it has a little ring to it. I don't know.
She's an amazing cook.
But she wants to be a nurse now.
Oh, yeah, so a nurse that cooks. Hey, she's only 12, so remember when you're 12 and you wanted to be a computer scientist?
Do not mock me this way.
And now she's 14 and she wants to be an actress.
No, explicitly an actress.
Or maybe a singer.
No.
Or maybe a model.
No.
Or maybe a podcaster.
No. None of the above. The one, my main focus currently, if I were to apply for college right now, which I am doing eventually, my main field would be probably, like, digital illustration.
It's an artist. She wants to be an artist, period.
It sounds more fancy.
Oh, by the way, all the art in our website and the podcast logo, she did it. She rocks. And, you know, all the animation that we did for the launch, she did. And she's an amazing girl, you guys. She self-taught. And, oh man, does it say that I love you? Saying all this stuff?
Oh my gosh! Now I'm all flustered.
Okay, but what about the tortillas again?
Oh yeah, tortillas.
Yeah.
So yes, I love tortillas, but you know, it's like, the only good tortillas are flour tortillas.
But you know what you need, Lauren?
You know
what you need? It's a scholarship. Well, actually, you already got it.
Why are we talking about scholarship? Oh. I thought we're talking about tortillas.
That's true.
So, yeah, so I'm going to get, like, mission tortillas to to give me scholarships.
No, seriously, the best tortillas ever are the corn tortillas.
No, this is wrong. Okay, you go to the Mexican restaurant.
Probably the most nutritious.
You go, well, nutritious and tasty aren't exactly always the same thing.
That's why go on the nutrition.
Why you go to the nutrition aisle?
Oh man.
There's probably there's unbleached, you know, flour tortillas, and it's like good for you in some way because they have that, you know. Apparently there's like good beef and stuff like that people eat that's like,
I'm sorry,
good
there's no
you.
Such a thing. Oh, by the way, did I mention that I no longer like the smell of blood?
Thank you for clarifying.
Yes, I no longer like that. I actually love to be a vegan. I'm not a vegan.
Not
because,
really.
Yeah.
It's like...
I'm 80%?
Yeah.
95%.
I know. I feel maybe like 87%. Because, you know, like, it. Sometimes you still, like, do dairy. Like, not a lot.
No.
Not a lot.
If I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. But... We literally went to the Mexican restaurant the other day and there was like cheese on the burrito. It was like a very thin layer of cheese. Did you not notice?
No.
But I noticed and I was like, hopefully you didn't send the food back. Because
you are so evil.
Because me, I do not really agree with all of these things. You know, she's talking about like dairy.
Oh, tell me more.
She's talking about all the sugar and like, I can't eat anything. I can't eat anything. I resort to like eating carrots every other meal because there's nothing else. I can't like, there's like, I can't eat chips, can't eat cereal, can't eat ice cream, can't eat anything.
That's because, not true. We have chips and we have cereal.
Yeah, but.
And we have coconut milk ice cream or almond milk ice cream.
You don't understand. It's just, you know.
Sorbet.
Wrong.
We make smoothies and we freeze like popsicles.
That is a lie.
We do
that, but it's not as good as it sounds.
No.
I mean,
juice,
because sometimes it's juice on a stick, copyrighted. Ooh. It's ours now. Can't use it.
Hashtag juice on the stick.
Oh my gosh, patent pending.
Seriously, we make juice on the stick.
Not as often anymore.
Well, that's your problem. You can cook here.
Literally, all
I work, I buy the stuff, you make it.
All I do is eat pasta, okay? I'll eat pasta and I'll eat carrots.
That's why I don't buy anything gluten anymore. So no more pasta, no more nothing. So she needs to learn how to eat.
You didn't tell me any of this.
That's why you
keep... So this is the big reveal. She's like dropping the bomb on me. And, you know, and now it's been revealed that apparently we're going gluten-free. I did not agree to this.
They are just too toxic for my insides.
No, then you don't have to eat it.
Did you know that?
And I'll eat it.
Did you know that, lovely, processed foods, your stomach doesn't even know what it is.
So what does it do? Just eat grass?
Cooked food by itself is already toxic. Gets to your gut and you go like, what is this? I don't recognize. So it goes to the toxic side and then tries.
What is the toxic side?
So that's why every bite you take with your cooked food, you eat a fresh raw one with it. So then you trick the gut.
Oh my
god. Kind of thing.
This is.
So 60% of your plate needs to be raw.
Oh my god.
So every.
How about at least like 30%?
No,
because,
lovely.
You know, just like. The like, it's not. Because 60% is like, you know, like you're living in the forest.
I actually have, and I would love to hear from you. I actually have. Raw for breakfast with my amazing smoothies every single day. I get a smoothie done in the morning, all raw, right? And then it's the magic bullet sound. And then for lunch, I have raw food too, a salad,
maybe all of the above, depending on the day.
But amazing stuff. That creates the amazing salad, of course. And then for my snack, it's a fruit. Whatever fruit that I have, which I spend a lot of money buying fresh, so I always have something good. My dinner, that's when I come home and they cook pasta. Or rice.
We are not very creative, okay?
Then my plate has 60% raw, and then... 40% cooked, but if they cook something really amazing, which is most of the time, yeah, you will see me overdoing the proportion.
That's like 120%. That doesn't add up.
All right, fine. 50-50 or maybe 50 cooked, 50 or maybe 60 cooked, or maybe 70. Okay. Okay, you get
math is, it's like that one meme. With the Brazilian lady staring at the trigonometry. And she knows this meme. She knows what I'm talking about. That's actually hilarious. But yeah, it's like the meme is like trying to figure out how much raw is on your plate. Oh man, I'm gonna put this in the show notes so everyone knows what I'm talking about, because it's the priceless meme. I love the meme so much. But you know, it's just, there's like, all she eats is vegetables and fruits and
nuts,
you know,
and oils. Did you know that I drink oil?
Why do you do that? That sounds very bad for you. It's like, stops by McDonald's. Hey, can I have your leftover fryer oil?
Mommy, please give me a break. I do not have anything to do with hydrogenated oils.
Oh my gosh.
Okay? I do not. I like pure, nice avocado oil.
Okay, no, oil. I don't like avocado oil. I feel like it has a flavor. It has a weird taste.
Coconut oil.
You just drink coconut oil, just like casually.
Yeah, is that really good for you?
I didn't even know this. Oh my gosh, why are you revealing all these things to me? You know, I'm just like perfectly fine with like drinking water.
Oh, that you,
or like
when you remember.
Yeah, I like.
No. When you are totally passing now with dehydration.
Basically.
I'm telling, I already told you, man, do not do this because I'm not going to pay the medical bills.
If you,
child protection services, don't knock on my door, but this girl, it gets on my nerves, man.
I am just never, never hungry, never thirsty.
That's why I force her. So you know what I do?
She's been blocking me from the internet. I'm trying to do my schoolwork because, you know, online school, as we've discussed in like episode one and probably.
If you guys are amazing people, which I know you are, you listened to episode one where we were talking about internet.
And memes.
She breeds internet. It's like unbelievable, ridiculous. Unbelievably ridiculous.
Ridiculously, yeah. Unbelievable.
So, she doesn't eat because she's on the internet. She doesn't eat, she doesn't drink, she doesn't poop, she doesn't pick. Nothing whatsoever.
No, it's like, I do.
Which
all...
one of the four?
Depends.
Well, you can poop if you don't eat. You can pee if you don't drink. So then your body's like, help me. Help me.
Probably at this point, if we like gauged my health upon the way that my mom is currently describing it, I'm probably a corpse by now, just like shriveled corpse.
Man, let me send you a picture about from this corpse here. The corpse is actually looking mighty fine. If you guys happen to be on Instagram,
shameless plug.
Miss Cashew Nuts has an Instagram account called Lauren Mara Villa. And yeah, I don't think she flashes her bod much.
I don't. It's basically ukulele videos.
But you will see that she looks mighty fine. But again, going back to...
You're like, I'm so off track. Okay. Talking about food.
All right, yes,
not
exactly.
Mighty fine bods.
No pervert, because she's only 14. I'll block and report.
Yes, blocked and reported.
Yes, exactly. So, how about your breakfast? What did you have for breakfast yesterday?
Well,
did you remember?
Well, I had cereal.
Which you had the same thing.
I like eat cereal all the time. Mm. Cereal is like my go-to meal. Mm. Usually when I don't
eat
anything. No.
We need to learn how to make our own.
No. We already tried that. She made granola once.
It was actually
Well, she made it several times,
granola.
But it runs out so fast. And the first.
It's because you guys. All at once. I mean,
she's always.
You.
Yeah, well, she's always telling me, like, you need to eat the serving size. I'm like, serving size? Who's she? Never heard of her. And it's just like, when she made me
and
do that.
And if I get to know her, I don't want to eat her.
It's like, no thanks, I'm good. You know, It's like, it's not my fault if I want to eat a lot of cereal. Like, I like cereal, you know, granola is good, you know, like toasted cinnamon squares, which is basically the healthy version of cinnamon toast crunch.
It's not really healthy.
It tastes it's better, probably. Sugar. I don't know. I don't eat cinnamon toast crunch or frosted flakes or Lucky Charms or any of those like sugar coated.
I don't think
brands.
I ever bought it in my life.
Probably not. I mean, I ate like Fruity Pebbles at somebody's house once, and I basically had a heart attack because there was like
your
so much sugar.
Your body's like, what is this?
Yeah, it's literally just like flakes.
Tell me a story. Do you remember any time that your body had a reaction of something that you ate that you don't eat much and you felt
yeah.
right away? Which one was it?
That happens to me a lot when I like eat dairy.
Oh,
I'm not good. I don't want to admit it because I really like eating, you know, like cheese and, you know, like ice cream.
Yeah,
and that's basically it. I don't drink milk because milk is overrated. You know, like.
It doesn't taste good.
I don't, yeah, it's like rice drink is the way to go, guys. You know, okay, hands.
No, I like almond coconut.
I think that's too thick. And then, like, you buy the unsweetened kind,
I like
which
it.
Is like.
I like it. We can cook
this?
With it, we can drink.
Well, yeah,
I don't mind
cooking with it, but I just feel like it's like just like drinking it straight or like drinking it with like cereal. Mm-mm. No, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Rice drink, it's like a little bit more like thin, and I like cause it's sort
so
of sweet.
So when you eat
know.
Dairy, your body does like, I don't like
well,
this.
Well, it takes about like, I don't know, like 30 minutes
of
for
course.
Me to like realize
yeah.
it's like, oh, probably shouldn't have done that. But
yeah.
it's like, well, you know, it was good while it lasted, you know, like I break out and it's just like, huh, this is great.
And then coughing and having the hissing.
Hissing?
Whatever.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
The sound that make when you move because it's like
wheeze? That whatever. Just sounds like a symptom of a heart attack or something.
No,
we did look
attack.
It up today. Symptoms of a heart attack. Did you know? For fun fact, everyone, a symptom of a heart attack is a feeling of impending doom.
Oh yeah.
That has been your Cashew's fun fact of the day. Tune in next time for a new fun
so,
fact.
So, you're good, right? You're not feeling like you're happy
no,
about it.
No impending doom here, at least not
good.
Today.
That's good. Must be all the good food you have the whole
yeah.
2 days.
Yeah. Okay, so I had cereal for breakfast. Then for lunch, I had...
Can I tell you, though? I want to hear what you had, though. But can I tell you why I don't drink dairy anymore?
No. You may not.
Oh, let me tell you that we talked about this and I don't remember when. She was bragging about Canada having milk in the plastic bag.
Okay, but isn't that cool though? It's like, and you're in the U.S., and it's like, I don't know if our listeners are all around the world or something, but we live in the U.S. And in the U.S., you get your milk in a carton. You get like, it's like a cardboard carton, you know, with
or
the lining.
Container.
Or yeah, you get the plastic jug, you know. Yeah. But I heard, like, when I was in, like, geography class in the 9th grade, they were like, yeah, we watched a video and we're talking about Canada versus the United States, and they have milk in bags. It's not a carton. It's not a jug. It's a bag.
Yeah, remember that picture.
And it's just like, I found it, like, so cool because I've, like, never seen that before, and I'm just like, whoa, that's pretty lit. And
well the poor people in Brazil my kind growing up back in the day, you had like, it's similar to food stamp. They will give you some stamps, and seriously, you would break them apart. They were 30 days, so you have one for each day, and each stamp you could buy 2 things of milk in a bag.
No, you're kidding.
Yeah.
I didn't even
I'm
know
telling
this.
You. It was milk, 2 things, which is a liter, so 2 liters of the milk in a bag. And then, or you could trade to buy yogurt, right?
How big is the yogurt?
Those little cups of yogurt.
That's so lame. It's like 2 liters of milk or
a small thing of yogurt.
No,
no, no. They will do the trade and it will equate to maybe, I don't know, 4 or 5 yogurts. I don't know, but you could buy more yogurts than the two liters of milk.
If you live in Brazil, don't do this because it's obviously if you're like, you're gonna like, it's gonna take more time for you to drink 2 liters of milk.
Well, I don't
and
know.
Like, if
I
you
don't
get,
know
like,
if they do the same
like,
system right now.
I don't
mommy.
Know, but like 4 or 5 things of yogurt, it's like 4 or 5 days of yogurt.
Well, it depends if you have a family of 6.
Yeah.
right?
You eat all the yogurt in one day, and it's like, oh, well, you know, just wasted my food stamp for the day. Yeah, I guess I'm starving.
So I remember all happy camper going to the the little stand, because it's like, it's little shops. It's not like supermarkets, just little neighborhood shops.
Like a corner store?
Yeah, a corner store that's not even a store. It's just like a really high-end...
A hole in the wall?
Yeah, there you go. You go into the hole in the wall and you go, here's my stamp. He gives you the milk in the bag.
Well, I've never... Like, all the times we go to Brazil, I've never seen milk in a bag.
It's because we don't drink milk.
thinking emoji. I wonder why. Oh, that's a revelation.
When we go to Brazil, what do we drink? Fresh fruit juice.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
Yes. I like passion fruit.
No, and... mommy. We like cajá and we like graviola.
Yes, graviola is literally the best thing on the face of the planet. It's like horchata, but like 30 times better.
No.
Yeah.
Graviola, and if you did not know this, graviola can cure cancer.
Oh my gosh, we're not having this conversation.
I am telling you.
Wait, is graviola the white one?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. Because yeah. I was like, am I comparing this
incorrectly? I think in Spanish is guanabana.
guanabana?
And in the U.S., I don't know what they call, but seriously, they did research, and if you eat a ton of graviola, you prevent cancer, and you actually can cure cancer if you have, like, tons of it, like, tons.
And then that just sounds like, I don't know, like, you're poisoning yourself with graviola.
No, but you put in your vein.
It's like
vitamin C, you know? Vitamin C can also cure cancer, but you're not putting orange juice in your vein. You
it's
put
like, the vitamin gotta shoot up. It's like with your bottle's orange juice with a syringe.
So anyway, milk in the bag is no big deal. Just let me tell you, the problem... Okay, let's not talk about packaging because it's a very sensitive issue. Okay? But anyway, milk in a bag, it's no big deal. So no need to move to Canada to drink milk.
I'm still applying for college in Canada.
Well, I don't know. This might be a waste of my college fee application fee.
Yeah, I just discovered today that you have to, like... You, like, have a fee. There's a fee to apply for college to submit the application. And the counselor at my school, she's like, just to make so the colleges know that you are serious about applying for college. I'm just like, why would I want to spend $25 to apply for college? Like, no thanks.
Oh, man.
Still want to go to college.
So that means that we are not going on vacation next year, folks.
Guess we're
so if you
home.
If you want to... you know, help out with a vacation place for us to go to that I don't need to pay, please hit me up. Because all the money in the budget that is going for the vacation is actually going for college application. Because Miss Thing here wants to apply to every single college in the USA.
Not really. No, this is...
That's how I feel.
This is fake. I don't know. The counselor, she was like, yeah, you know, like, make a list of 3 to 5 colleges. I'm like...
Uh-oh.
3 to 5?
3 to 5 a day?
Right, though?
I know.
I was like... Because I already have a relatively small list, and it's, like, 9 colleges. I'm like, wonder what's the issue. Where did I go wrong?
They don't know why you are looking for college at 14. Should you tell?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a junior. Next year, I'm going to be a senior. And I'm pretty sure we already discussed this in, like, last podcast.
I'm
podcast
not sure.
Before.
So repeat.
Well, yeah.
Repeat
so,
after me.
Repeat. Simon says... Yeah, so I'm a junior. I'm turning 15 in like 10 days, which is actually very terrifying. And, you know, I'm a junior, about to end school, gonna like take the SAT, then I'm gonna start applying for college. And it's gonna be like, oh, this is terrifying, but cool, you know? So excited. Hopefully Mission Tortillas will give me a scholarship.
Oh, man.
Hey, Mission Tortillas, hit me up.
Why mission tortillas?
Because you were talking about mission tortillas earlier. Talking about tortillas.
You were? We were just talking about tortillas. Not necessarily that specific brand.
But that's the only brand that came to mind. Because we buy mission tortillas.
Okay. Okay. So that you're going to have to eat a lot more tortilla. Huh?
I don't think I'd mind. Let's make like wraps.
Corn tortillas.
No, I'll buy corn tortillas for you. I have no money.
I love lentil tacos.
Oh, and yeah, I do like those. Those are really good.
Lentil tacos in the corn tortilla. Amazing. What else?
We make enchiladas with corn tortillas.
We make enchilada with corn tortillas and breakfast tacos that Coco loves to eat.
Oh, yeah. It's basically just eggs and salsa.
Oh, man.
Pretty basic.
Before I went raw, I used to eat that every single day for breakfast.
Yeah, every single... It's like, she wouldn't even sit down to eat it. She'd be, like, standing up by the stove and, like shoving this tortilla in her mouth. I'm just like... What are you doing? It's like, I'm eating, obviously. He's like, never sat down every morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was something. Now I'm a changed girl.
All you hear is the sound of the magic bullet. Like, so she goes to work in the morning now. Like, she used to like do the magic bullet in the kitchen. But since P and I, we are all in school, so we sleep late. We don't have to wake up at like ungodly hours to go to school, and so she's like, oh, I don't want to wake them up, so she goes to the back of the house to do her blending. And then I heard it one time, she's like, oh, did you hear? I'm like, yes. And then she goes, now she blends her smoothies in the garage. And I'm just like, what?
That's how considerate I am with my lovelies.
But in the garage, you're blending your smoothie in the garage. It's just like
Ren is like, what are you doing? What is that noise you're making for me? Oh, you just woke me up.
Yeah,
you
have inconsiderate.
You have no regard for the kitty, do you? And then he blinks his eyes like, he's like, you evil woman. I hate you. That's how he behaves. My cat is so evil towards me.
He ran away.
Tonight I am a very sad child of God.
Well, he keeps running away because he's not neutered. And he has, like, a girlfriend or something. We'll discuss this on a later date. But, like, honestly, he's probably, like, with her right now, trying to, like...
Yeah, they're talking about parenting at this point.
Yes. They better listen to our podcast.
How 12 cats have a lot of children at once, I guess, so they are now choosing names.
Yeah, he's like 10 months old or something.
No,
yeah,
he's almost a year.
No, he's like 10 months. My 10 gosh. Or 11.
What happened to the children of these days? 10 months old and already having sex.
Starting a family is like, you know, I think I'm gonna run away from home. Get my girl. Go across the street, maybe. So, yeah, he'll come back eventually when he realizes that there's no Rachel Ray Nutrish cat food waiting for him in the barn.
Rachel Ray. That's what Ren likes.
Yeah.
But when he goes...
Rachel Ray, please sponsor us.
When he goes after his girlfriend, he doesn't even eat his food.
That's... Yeah, he hasn't been eating his food at all anymore.
I hate her.
She's stealing our son away from us.
I know. He's such an amazing cat.
Not really.
But he's so handsome. And I don't know. You guys that know cats know what I'm talking about. It just takes over you. And their awesomeness is like, I can't breathe without this.
If you follow our Instagram, cough, cough, confess Coco, you know, Coco's probably going to be, like, posting a bajillion pictures of Ren on the page. So just, like, stay tuned for cat pictures.
Yeah, I love him very much, even though he doesn't give a damn about me.
He doesn't care about anybody. He only cares about P because P feeds him.
I know. P, he loves her. She says, Ren. And he's like, looking at her like, I love you.
Honestly.
Yeah. She calls him, come here. And he goes. And she goes by and she pat him and he just lays down and let her pat him. And I was like, jealous. He sees me like, ah!
Yeah, well, you like bet him with your foot. And that's like cruelty. PETA would not approve.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Speaking of PETA, like PETA bread. Just putting that out there. PETA bread is good.
PETA chips.
Yes. Chips. PETA chips with hummus.
Oh, man. We love hummus.
Hummus is actually the best thing ever.
Oh, yeah.
And now Coco has been making her hummus from scratch because we buy garbanzo beans now. So we're like, I actually do. You know, I thought I was going to be like, oh, this is lame. Because he made hummus one time, and it wasn't too great.
Well, it was her first time.
Yeah, well, she got frustrated and didn't blend it all the way, so yeah, it was chunky.
She was upset with the blender that we had, the food processor, and that's why right now I use the Magic Bullet. It works amazing with the Magic Bullet. So,
Magic Bullet.
And yesterday, the recipe we had was pretty good because it had maple syrup in it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I just said it was honey.
That too. Oh, no.
It's either or.
It was good, though.
It was really good.
Really good. And so, yeah. I was so stuffed yesterday. Oh, after having this whole plate of roasted cabbage. Is it roasted cabbage?
No, roasted cauliflower.
It's always C. I get confused. Roasted cauliflower, cabbage, bell peppers, garbanzo beans, and this big dollop of hummus. I was so, so full. And then pea and cashew, they make spaghetti.
Typical us, honestly.
And they go like, they make the spaghetti so nice. And I was like, oh man, gluten is so toxic. But I want
shoving
some.
Shoving face, oh no, so toxic.
I want some. And I had some. And I was already so stuffed. And I was like,
gluttony.
I think I also want some juice. I'm going to have an orange. And you're like, no, you're not. You're already full.
Honestly, but oranges are the only fruit that matter.
No, bananas are.
No, no.
Mm-mm. I'm sorry.
Oranges, it's like on a scale from one to amazing, oranges are straight fire. I love oranges, and you know, orange juice is great. Like, in my book, it's orange juice, apple juice, grape juice. Okay. That's my list.
So if you were the provider of this household, which I believe one day you will be, so sure. I can do nothing, what would be the foods that I would allow you to buy?
Well, I'm the one buying it, so I can buy whatever I want. I'll come home, it's like, yo, ramen noodles, dab.
No.
Dab
what? Nutritious food, I mean.
Ramen noodles with no seasoning.
No, ramen.
Wow.
That stuff is so toxic. No, let's skip the ramen noodles. Let's talk about what would you buy that was not instant noodles.
What would I buy as not instant noodles? Well, I would get...
That would be good for the whole family.
Oh, not just for me.
Not just for you.
Well, I would
when
buy...
when I buy food, I buy for the whole family,
because
you know?
You have to. You're the mom. You're the provider. I think what I would buy, I would buy bread. Because we don't buy bread.
That's good. But you know one thing? The funny thing is that they complain about my ways. But if I let them lose, they will do exactly as I do. It's just unbelievable.
No.
Yes,
it's a lie.
No. I am here sitting doing my work, and I just watch Chiku Chiku. She gets all the fresh, and she eats fresh most of the time. And remember when I said I was going raw, and you both were like, this is ridiculous. I don't want.
It's still ridiculous.
And out of nowhere, my fresh is gone in 2 days because Yes, I'm pointing. They are eating my flesh more than I do. And instead of being angry and because I'm going to starve to death for the rest of the week, I am just overjoyed. And you know, parents, we all know this. You have to give an example to the children because they copy you in everything. And my children, they might complain that they are having this amazing food, because the thing is that processed food is so powerful in a way that it sends these trigger signals to your brain that it's like, I want it.
Now this is starting to sound like an addiction.
Which some of them, dairy has the enzyme. I am telling you, I have research to prove, child.
Maybe you can write the show notes next. If I let her write the show notes, then she will make a mess of the entire podcast. So maybe we'll do a special edition vlog with, or something, just like a video.
Oh, you don't want me to start talking about food.
No, we don't.
Because it never ends.
We're already talking about food, and it's like...
Yeah, it never ends. Never ends because I'm so passionate about food and its nutrition and what's given to me and its flavor and its... Oh, man. I cannot even... Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah. It makes... And like I was telling them just before this, that it just makes me so happy to see them eating. Like yesterday when they were eating the plate of raw vegetables and garbanzo beans with the hummus, I was just the happiest person alive. And today I made shepherd's pie for dinner.
It was literally the best thing ever. She like makes the best shepherd's pie. She made like a couple like last month for like Valentine's Day, and it was so good. I was like crying tears of like, what? Gordon Ramsay would be proud. It's so good. I love shepherd's pie. But she uses, like, instead of, like, normal potatoes, she uses sweet potatoes. And at first I was like, this is lame. Don't use, because normal potatoes are good. Sweet potatoes are okay. But normal potatoes are, you know, straight fire, just like oranges. But then she, like, did, like, the sweet potatoes and put it in the oven. And with all the vegetables and the sauce. And I'm just like, ah, so good. And so, yeah, you know.
It was amazing. This new recipe was awesome, actually. I did the one that I did for Valentine's Day was a southwestern recipe with jalapeno.
Jalapeno. She is like set on pronouncing jalapeno as jalapeno. Not really sure why, but it's...
Oh, man.
It's a struggle.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, I am just... My heart is full of joy when I see them eating this. And then, I know. And so, yeah, that's my thing. If you guys are interested to know more, you can always send me a message on our website, confessionsofcoconuts.com.
On the About Us page, there's a cute little form where you can, like, put in all your information and we'll, like, try to get back to you.
Yeah, provide feedback or send me a message. Yeah, food is my passion, so I can go on and on and on and on.
And it also, you know, if you have a good meme, go ahead, send it to the forum so I will see, because, you know, memes are great.
Yeah.
Memes are my food.
Yeah. Till next time.
All right. See you guys next time. Da 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 da
da. Remember the time when we fell in love.
Do you remember the time when we first met?
The sun will come out.
No!